Hare Krishna. Having confidence and seeking guidance can be complementary, not contradictory. When we start exploring some subject, normally in today's world, the way we live, we often have to put on a lot of bluff and bravado, as if we know a lot, and confidence is considered to be a defining characteristic of a person who wants to succeed. And confidence often is thought by people to mean that even if we don't know, we should just bluff and act as if we know and don't show any weakness. And this also often implies don't ask guidance from others. And especially when we come to spiritual circles and when we understand that actually we have to submit to Krishna, we have to submit to the representatives of Krishna, that might seem as very confidence deflating. And we may become opposed to doing that because of this perception. But we need to understand that having confidence and seeking guidance are not necessarily contradictory. They can well be complementary. How complementary? Because when we have confidence that a subject is truly important, it is worth exploring, that it contains important transformational empowering insights for us, then we understand that I cannot just fool around and figure it out. I have to apply myself, and our confidence in the importance of a subject is reflected by our seeking guidance for understanding that subject. So, for example, if we have just got some small gadget which is very cheap, and we might try to monkey around with it, trying to figure it out. But if you've got a very expensive gadget, which has cost us a lot, then we won't just fool around with it. We will actually look for a manual, look for an expert to try to understand it. And this reflects our confidence that the subject is important. Secondly, when we start looking at the gadget to understand it, even if we look at a manual or even if we consult an expert, even in that consultation, there is the confidence in our judgment about who is an expert and who is an expert who can actually teach us expertly. There may be experts who may be able to do things, but there may be experts they may not be able to teach. So it is ultimately we who decide which expert we are going to consult, and we need some amount of confidence to be able to select an expert and to have faith that we have selected the right expert. And thirdly, even when we seek guidance in a particular subject, we have to have the confidence that we have the capacity to understand that subject with the help of that guide. If we are lacking utterly in confidence, then we would not even explore that subject, or we would somehow try to maintain a facade of ignorance. Our seeking guidance from a reliable guide indicates that we have confidence that the guide has the capacity to teach us, and we have the capacity to learn. So when that's why, if for a person who is dedicated to learning and growing, seeking guidance is an expression of confidence. It is not a expression of lack of confidence or diffidence. Now we see this dynamic in the Bhagavad Gita when Arjuna, right at the start of the Bhagavad Gita, finds himself perplexed. Now he has to fight an agonizing fratricidal war against his loved ones, and he doesn't know whether he should fight or not. He is not sure about what dharma is. And what does he do at that time? At that time, he surrenders to Krishna and surrenders to Krishna. And in that surrender to Krishna, he expresses his confidence that Krishna, you are my spiritual master and you can enlighten me. So 2.7 states, Karpanya dosho pahata swabhava prichhami tvam dharma sammoodha chetaha yashreyasyan nishchitam bruhi tanme shishyaste ham shadhimam tvam prapannam. So Karpanya dosho pahata swabhava, that my dear Lord, I am overcome by vibes, early weakness. Prichhami tvam, I am asking you, dharma sammoodha chetaha. What is dharma? I have become deluded about that. yashreyasyan nishchitam bruhi tanme. Please explain to me, O Lord, what is my long-term good? What is shreya? Shishyasteham shadhimam tvam prapannam. Shishyasteham, I am becoming your disciple. I am surrendering to you. You become my guru. So here, Arjuna was not a person who lacked confidence. He was a powerful warrior, the world's best archer. And he was a person who was actually very much charismatic, competent, committed, the embodiment of what we would consider a confident person. But even he recognized that he needed guidance, and he sought guidance with confidence that Krishna will be able to guide him, that he will be able to learn the guidance. And it was his confidence in seeking guidance from Krishna and learning guidance, learning from him, that ultimately restored his morale, restored his determination, and enabled him to do his duty no matter how challenging it was. By hearing the Bhagavad Gita, the complementariness of his seeking guidance and his restoration of confidence is seen when he, at the end of the Gita, lifts up his bow and is ready to fight. Similarly, when we don't know what to do, we have the confidence of going to our spiritual guides, the representatives of Krishna, and learning from them, essentially about dharma. Dharma means, what is our fundamental duty? Who are we? What is our purpose of life? These questions will essentially define who we are and what we are meant to do in life. When some people may consider spirituality as a non-serious subject, so this is my opinion, that is their opinion. But if you consider a serious subject, we go to a serious spiritual guide and ask guidance from them and learn from them and have confidence that by God's grace, we have the capacity to learn. Spiritual subjects are not so abstract and abstruse that we can't understand them. And then we learn, and then we too become confident and empowered by wisdom to fight whatever battles life sends our way and march towards success, as did Arjuna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.